Sunday afternoon, mid-December 2014, here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, and I'm sipping a delicious cup of coffee that I've done in the AeroPress, and I'm reflecting, surrounded by all the coffee bags that have come through the door here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ during 2014, reflecting on what were the best coffees? What coffees did I receive? What coffees were I lucky enough to have been sent to brew, to evaluate, to report on, to share my findings with anybody who listens to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ? And actually, there's quite a few people who listen to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. Unbelievable. This year, I have reached a high of close to 1,000 listens. For a coffee that I reported on very early on in 2014. It was actually a coffee from Small Batch. They have a series called Grand Fromage. And last year, coming back from my break over Christmas, coming back to the UK, I had a great surprise of a coffee that was sent to me just as a thank you by Alan, by Small Batch, and it was one of their Grand Fromage series. To tie the knot on this, I've also received another Grand Fromage series this year in October as a surprise from Small Batch. And without wanting to kind of jump the gun immediately here, 2014 isn't out yet, but there's only two more weeks to go, I can reflect on what I've had. And I've had some delicious coffees from Small Batch. I've had some delicious coffees from Fürth Café. I've had some delicious coffees from Clemson's and Son. I've had some delicious coffees from Caravan. I have had new discovered coffees that I've of a roaster that approached me that I've never had before, which is Extract Coffee. That for me was a real revelation. Of course, they've been going for years, but I haven't been able to, kind of our paths hadn't crossed before. And that was an absolute delight that sent me on a journey because, well, you probably listened to my journey of the Rocco Mountain. The Rocco Mountain coffee from Ethiopia, a natural coffee that's been going the rounds through quite a few excellent roasters, and one of them was Extract Coffee. The other one that had that coffee was Clemson's and Son, Campbell and Syme, and as of late also Caravan. So I've got four of those which were very, very interesting to taste. They all tasted slightly different and just a fantastic journey. But what I want to do here is just recap of maybe my favorite coffees and why. Now, one of my favorite coffees was definitely Small Batch. It was a fully washed Burundi coffee called Mikosta. I got that one, when was it? End of May, beginning of June, when I visited the roastery again. I cupped it there, it was delicious. I took some with me, and this coffee actually also made it to my journey in Switzerland with the AeroPress. I've always got all the paraphernalia with me. That coffee was unbelievable. First of all, very versatile. It worked in the espresso machine. It worked in the AeroPress. It worked as a V60. For me, that is the all-rounder of the year. No doubt about it. So thanks to Small Batch. They have come such a long way and they're just getting better and better and better. Also from Small Batch, actually, which was a nice journey, was I had the El Salvador Finca Carmen Red Bourbon and orange bourbon. This is a coffee I was familiar with from the year before. Again, a delightful coffee. Same farm, just a little different varietal. Beautiful coffee. The Grand Fromage obviously was just sensational. The Derricotcha was great. Then I also got the Nicaraguan Maracatura Natural. So that's a hybrid. Beautiful coffee as well. Clemson's and Son, I visited twice this year as well. We exchanged some recipes early in the year of 2014. I actually did a test with them. Here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ, I'm not only all about coffee, I'm also about marmalade. I make my own marmalade. I took some marmalade to Clemson's and Son, which was fun. I had some, we did blind tastings. Some, I added some coffee, which was amazing. Some, I added some whiskey, which was amazing. Always get great coffees from them. We cupped, and again, I went in the autumn just because I wanted to have that journey of Rocco Mountain. Fan-damn-tastic coffees come of Clemson's and Son. also went to Caravan, head roaster Sam, one of my most favorite roasters again, a daring roaster, a very exciting roaster. He too had the Rocco Mountain. Now, he did two profiles with the Rocco Mountain. Unbelievable. The one he tweaked for filter was just the most amazing coffee I've ever had cupping. Freshly ground, it just intoxicated me. It was so delicious. Also, the espresso blend, absolutely spot on. The extract coffee Rocco Mountain was just a sensation, totally different. Took you on a journey which was unexpected, more citrusy fruits, as opposed to what you're used to from a natural, kind of more strawberry, berry-like. So that was sensational. Then we also had, from extract coffee, the Kiangoi with Tude. This is a Kenyan coffee, a washed coffee, two different profiles, one for espresso, one for filter. Delicious. Campbell and Syme, the new kids on the block. I went to see their roastery. They're in North London. They have just come up this year, and I will say thumbs up for them. They've got an espresso blend called Purple Haze, which you can see at, where can you see it? I think you could drink it, well, at their coffee shop, but you can also drink it in Brixton Market. What's that coffee shop called? That escapes me now, but a very good coffee shop there. You can have it there. That's their signature blend there. Of course, there are great coffees coming out of... what are they called now? I'm gonna say that I also roasted my own coffees. So roasted my own coffees. Thankfully, I've got Third Wave Coffee Source. They always send me some samples. One of them that just stood out, unbelievable. Guatemala San Martin La Pendiente Red Catuai. I think the best coffee I've ever roasted. Of course, you know, I just roasted a sample roaster and on the hot top, and I am nowhere near the hot shots of the roasting fraternity here, but this one was one that absolutely delighted. I also had, what else did I have? Of course, has been great coffees. Don't have to go into details here. A lot of them are amazing coffees. Also tried some Cascara from Has-Been. Beautiful cold brews, hot brews, love Cascara. You must try Cascara if you haven't before. Fürth Café, my brother, I have a penchant. He roasts in Vienna. And one of the coffees that I thought was one of the best filter coffees I've had this year was his Kenyan take on the Terry AB. It's a washed SL28, Ryuru 11, and it was just delicious. It had these blackberries just kind of hitting you, a beautiful mouthfeel. That was a sensational coffee that I would say is in the top 2014 coffees. Easy Jose sent me some coffee. Of course, he doesn't roast himself, but he has his hand in roasting. I think it's Peter James who roasts for him. Gourmet coffee. Very, very nice coffees came from him. He's passionate about it. What else did I have? Oh, I must tell you about the cupping table. It was a chance thing that I got. Where are these bags? This is Ethiopian Yirgacheffe Natural from the farm is Heliana. This is Per Nordby from Sweden, from Gothenburg. By chance, I got hand just 16 grams or something, no, 30 grams of that coffee that made it into this country. It was shared with me. I cupped. This was absolutely sensational. I had another one of him. Where is this bag? Which I also, here it is. No, that's not it. Ooh, I've got too many bags here. But that, again, I think it was a Mexican. Those two coffees that I cupped were just sensational. You can go back onto my audio booth and find out. I think it was in November that I did those, which was unbelievable. I'm inundated with coffees. I love coffee. I love cherishing the variety, all the different coffees that are available. It is just so unbelievable. Of course, I mustn't forget DR Wakefield. Got some amazing coffees from DR Wakefield that I was able to roast here. One of them jumps to mind this year. Colombian Suarez. Beautiful coffee. So, thanks to everybody who is sending me coffees. I hope I do you all justice. My passion is in it. I don't let any stone unturned is the expression when I receive coffees. I give it the best attention that you can. Attention to detail is what coffee is all about. And then obviously letting your palate sing. So I've been singing and I can't sing enough praise to all these artisan roasters. Thank you for all of your support.